This is Pam Wiley. We are thrilled to have with us today Harvey McKay. You may know Harvey from his number one bestseller, Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive, which is about how to outsell, outmanage, outmotivate, and outnegotiate your competition. And he had another bestseller, Beware the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt. So you can tell that Harvey has a great way with words. And the bottom line is he's written 6 best-selling books, and the newest one, The McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World, has just hit number 9 on the New York Times bestseller list. So congratulations and welcome to Mountain Money, Harvey.
Thank you. I'm very, very proud of that, Pam. Just a brief little aside with Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I had a 6-week fight with my publisher going back 24 years ago, 7 books ago. Anyway, I prevailed. I wanted to be the first author to ever say money-back guarantee if you don't like Swim with the Sharks. 5 million copies were sold. 18 people asked for their money back, Pam. 7 of them were my best friends.
Oh, how amazing is that? And are they still your best friends?
I hope so. And then, but the reason why I mention this, because I did it again now, 24 years later, I did it again. There's a money-back guarantee if you don't like the McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World on the back page.
That is very nice. Okay, now, everyone knows, or at least I think everyone knows, that the people who pull in the big bucks are the salespeople since they work on commission. So I imagine with high unemployment and hard times, there are a whole lot of people out there who want to be salespeople or at least sell themselves to somebody on employing them in a job. So I guess it's no surprise your book is such a hit.
Well, it's very, let's set the table. It's very, very difficult out there. It's not dog eat dog or rat eat rat. It's like what I like to call shark eat shark with the economic tsunami out there. To set the table, 9% unemployed, which is really about 15-16% with the people that have stopped looking and the people that are working part-time. 7 million been looking out of the 14 million for more than 6 months. So it's tough out there. And then to get that sales job, no question about it. You see, one thing, Pam, everyone can sell in an up market. It doesn't take any problems to sell when your economy is growing. But now when it's not growing, it's take the business from somebody else. So that's very difficult. And I just think that I want to salute and applaud the unsung hero of today's business world. And you know who that is?
No.
The salesperson. Because there are no jobs. There are no factories. There are no businesses unless someone brings the business through the front door.
And they've been talking about demand being down, and so if you can sell in this kind of market,
you can sell anything. And of course that's the reason for the book, and maybe that's why it's flying off the shelf. I'm proud that I now have written 7 books, and as of 4 hours ago, this makes 7 for 7 on the New York Times bestseller list. So there must be some pretty good ideas in there, and that's what I call take-home value. I'd love to tell you about my favorite chapter.
Yes.
Because that's the underlying theme of kind of my whole life, and that is as follows, that practice makes perfect, not true. You have to add one word, perfect. Practice makes perfect. If you practice something time and time again, and you don't know what you're doing, all you're really doing is perfecting an error. You've put a ceiling on how good you can become. So for those of you that are golfers out there, you can play 8 days a week. You can practice 8 days a week. If you got a loop in your swing, what are you doing? You're perfecting an error. So if I only had 3 minutes to talk to you, Pam, the next 60 seconds would be it. Why, then, do I go out and hire coaches? I make an investment in myself. I have a speech coach. I have a writing coach. I've got a marathon coach.
You have a putting coach.
Boy, did you read the book.
I have
a golf coach. I have a tennis coach. I've got a language coach, a skiing coach. Again, I've run 10 marathons. So now why do I have all these coaches? The reason is as follows. Whatever my God-given talent is, whatever my God-given potential is, I can't do any better. I make a decision. I have a goal. A goal is a dream with a deadline. I try my guts out. I focus, and I've got the best instruction, right? I don't have to worry about anything. because I can't do any better. If I could get all the listeners right now in this program to go try that, all right, and read, you know, our lives basically change in two ways, people we meet and the books we read. So if they would pick up not only my book but other self-help books, get that coaching, believe me, they'll take their game to the next level.
And in looking at some of the information you have in here, it's great stuff. And I love that you called it the McKay MBA of selling in the real world. I see that, you know, you got a degree in history from University of Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. You got an A in your final exam. Mm. In fact, an A+. Boy, you've really done your homework. Mm.
And then you went on to Stanford Graduate Business Program.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, yeah, but this book is not going to be the deadly dull case studies. It's fun stuff, and you write it in a fun way, and great information in it too.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Still have trouble spelling the word, but that's exactly what I wanted to be. So at age 26, I struck out on my own. I have the same job I had when I was 21, same industry. I'm in the envelope printing box paper business. I've got about 600 employees, a very, very wonderful, nice, medium-sized company, a $100 million company. And all of the stories and all the experiences and all the heart failure, all the problems and the ups and the downs, throttling up, throttling down, they're all here in 70,000 words, 82 short chapters, each a couple pages, and with some cartoons and some fun and McKay's morals. So I believe that, again, you're not born a salesperson. You are made. Anyone can become a successful salesperson. And I guess the way the reviews are coming in is I've been criticized by 5 reviewers. I have the wrong title on the book. It should be the McKay MBA of Life in the Real World, because
nice.
The book does apply to virtually everyone.
Well, I like it a lot. Let's get to some of the practical advice. As you said, perfect practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so get your coaching and do your homework. You make that statement over and over again about making sure that you've done the work beforehand. You don't just go in dreaming that you're going to sail through something. You put in the effort before you even get to where you're going to go.
Well, you've nailed that, and let me just expand on that, piggyback on that if I can. Explicitly stated in how to go about it. But Pam, if I'm going to try to sell you something, you're a purchasing manager, or let's say you're a human resource director and I want a job. If I come in there and sell you a product, want a job, guess what? There are no cold calls. I can't just Google your company and hope to get the business or the job. I've got to know a little bit about you. I have to humanize my selling strategy. So therefore, you can go to the invisible web, and I talk about that extensively. I can find out whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. I can find out if you play golf, what your golf scores are, what your handicap is, where you play your golf, what golf courses, where you live, the checks that you might have written to any nonprofit organization. I can find out all that. So when I come in, Pam, I'm prepared. I've done my homework. Prepare to win. And incidentally, if I can mention, because my memory is sometimes the thing I forget with, I've got a section in the book, Deliver More Than You Promise. I just thought of this yesterday, so let me share it with your listeners. If they're going to buy this book, and that's, you know, at Amazon.com, all the Barnes & Nobles, any bookstore in the United States, doesn't matter. If you're going to buy it, then just go to HarveyMackay.com/bonus. Mackay's MackKay. HarveyMackay.com/bonus. And I will send you a $12.95 book free, including shipping, everything, of a book I wrote on networking, the only networking book you'll ever need. And if you want to download it, I'll show you that you can download it. You don't have to wait for the book, but whichever way you want it, no charge. If you're going to buy this book, and of course you're on your honor, and I trust your listeners.
Okay, good. So they can buy the book anywhere, or they have to buy it at Harvey McKay?
No, anywhere. No, anywhere. They buy the book anywhere, and then just email me.
Okay.
That's all. Just go to HarveyMackay.com/bonus, and they'll get the book. That's all. Give me your address. I'll send you the book out within 5 days, or I'll show you how to download it if you want it immediately. And it's a gold mine. It is really a gold mine on networking, sells for $12.95, no charge.
Okay, now let's get to your book and about selling right now. And what I really like about it is what you say about integrity and authenticity.
If you don't have trust, if you don't have character, if you don't have ethics, I mean, you have no chance. You have no chance in life. I mean, if you have to be married, there's no marriage. If you're in business, there's no partners. There's no people reporting to you. There's no employees, no self-respect. I mean, you don't have anything without authenticity. And so too many people tell the truth, but only half the truth. And therefore, the instant credibility, the character is so valuable. We have a goal, and it's up on my wall here. It's a mission statement at McKay Envelope Company here in Minneapolis, where I'm calling from. We want to be in business forever. What does that mean, Pam? That means no shortcuts. That means no cheating. That means no fudging on anything. That means no telling people we're going to deliver and not perform. That's what it means long term if you want to be a success.
So it's the authenticity that people are buying. And it's
without question.
And when you talk about finding out who you're going to meet and Googling them and finding out who they are, it's the authenticity of you meeting the individual, meeting them, and seeing their authenticity and seeing where they are.
People, absolutely. People buy from other people because of likability, because of chemistry, because of people skills. It's really, truly important. I think the best philosophy in the whole book, and I'm proud, he's my best friend. We're joined at the hip. We call each other brother. The last 25 years, that's Lou Holtz, former Notre Dame coach, Hall of Fame, with ESPN right now. Very, very. He wrote the introduction for the book, which I'm very proud of. If you were to meet Pam, bump into Lou Holtz at an airport or a convention, whatever, and you'd speak for 3 to 5 minutes, before he says goodbye, he'll look you right in the eye and say, "If I can ever help you, let me know." But he means it, Pam. That's the difference. He means it. That's authenticity. That's trying to help people.
And that's what comes through with Lou Holtz. I think he's everyone's favorite coach. And he says a lot of nice things about you in his introduction to your book. And he went to, I mean, and he has coached opposing teams to my team, which was University of Southern California. So,
you're a USC
yes.
graduate?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was privileged to be the commencement speaker there 2 years ago, the MBA program.
How great.
About 5,000-6,000 people. Oh, I remember you. You're the one that threw the tomato.
Well, at least he was still in the can. What are you complaining about?
I'm kidding. So, very good. Oh, I love USC. And I'll tell you, they have an alumni second to none. I write about three schools. I write about Wellesley, and I write about USC, and I write about Michigan. Their alumni associations are incredible. Talk about building a network. So there's another chapter in the book which leads me to network and USC, which I write about, is as follows, and that is reciprocity without keeping score. You see, if I meet you, Pam, and my father taught me this at age 21, I write a national syndicated column. I followed my father's footsteps. He headed the Associated Press, was a national syndicated columnist, so I write the last 19 years for 100 newspapers, about 10 million circulation in your area. I'm in the Orange County Register the past 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, reciprocity without keeping score. So if I meet you right to my head, what can I do for Pam? I say to myself, now here's the key. Expect nothing in return. And if I could get all your listeners, okay, to lead that kind of life for just 6 months or a year, try it. You know, don't be a taker, be a giver. Have your antenna up. What you can do for somebody else, believe me, your whole world would change long term.
Okay, now Lou Holtz says your philosophy in life is to be a good husband, be a good dad, be a good business person, and give back to the community.
That's right.
And it sounds like that's what you're saying. Okay.
That's been my goal my whole life, and he knows it, and we've talked about it forever.
All right, now let's talk about your definition of success.
Very short, very succinct, very quickly. It's just one paragraph. And that's just me. I would say success equals having a predetermined plan, successfully carrying it out over a long period of time and having a damn good time doing it. That's what I think success is. You want to be a street cleaner and be the best that you can be. You want to be a teacher, professor, accountant, doesn't matter. Just absolutely have that plan, carry it out long term, and have a good time doing it. That's what I think is success.
That's a pretty good definition. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, now, I want to learn to sell. What are the challenges? What are the solutions?
Well, if you want to sell, again, you have to practice the right concepts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, let's just say, well, we have three kinds of vocabularies. We have a reading, writing, and speaking vocabulary. And if you're going to sell, you better be pretty sharp when you're speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, if you're not a salesperson, you have to have clarity. You have to be a communicator. And so, therefore, you have to have a good speaking vocabulary and make people understand whatever you're trying to sell. Because every person out there, 310 million living Americans, they're all salespeople. Everybody's a salesperson. Everyone is selling ideas. So if you're not on a 1 to 10, a 9 or 10, Pam, I would send you back to Toastmasters. Small, tiny, piddly little investment. That's all. But you'll get up on your feet every week. And I'm proud that I'm a graduate of Toastmasters. I'm proud that I went back to Dale Carnegie and sent my children to Toastmasters and Dale Carnegie and graduates of both. I'm proud of that. That's helped me develop. So you want to be a good salesperson? Back to your question, then you have to practice those right concepts. If you don't have those skills, then you have to go get them. You're not born. Again, a salesman is not born salesperson. He or she is made. You can make yourself a salesperson. So that's the start that you get. And remember, our lives basically change in two ways. Books we read, people we meet, so that if I can sit again in a lecture and get sit and hear anybody talk for an hour and get two or three ideas, use them the rest of my life, wow, that's a heck of a speech. If someone can pick up my book, $17 at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, I think $16 with a $27 value as of 5 days ago, and they can get 10, 15, 20 ideas, which I think they can, use them the rest of their life, I'd say that's a pretty good investment, wouldn't you?
I would say that, too. Now, what about the three traits of a superstar?
Three traits of a superstar. Well, you've mentioned that, first of all, before. This is I open up the book with there are three things that you have to be a successful salesperson first. Number one, hungry fighter. Number two, hungry fighter. Number three, hungry fighter. That's on page one. And then to be a superstar, you have to be able to fuse the old with the new. You see, I don't think anything's changed in 75 years as far as being a success or a successful person or salesperson. The honesty, the integrity, the ethics, the self-starting, the loyalty, the persuasiveness, the consistency, self-starter, persistent, all of those things make you a good salesperson. But now you take and fuse, okay, the computer age with what's going on there with the skills you should have the last 7,500 years that have made people successful. That, to me, is a superstar. So technology is not an option. Salespeople who pride themselves on being computer ignorant are half right. They are ignorant, period. So fuse those two, that equals the superstar.
Okay. Now, we only have a couple minutes left.
Surely.
Would you please tell us the bunch of four-letter words we're not supposed to use?
Well, there's 70,000 words in there. You're giving me my mid-quarter and final exam. One of them is maybe. Maybe is certainly not an answer, because when you say maybe, that customer is procrastinating. You never want to use the word can't. I can't do this. I can't do that. No, my father taught me you never use that word unless it's a physical impossibility. Those are a couple, two words of the seven that you're six that you should never, never want to hear when you're out there in the marketplace.
All right. That's good. Well, there, as you said, 70,000 words in here?
70,000 words in the book, 182 chapters, two pages, as you know, very short, and then that money-back guarantee. Did I tell you at the top of the program about the money-back guarantee?
Yes, you did. And,
yeah, remember
and
that?
Exactly. Money-back guarantee. And also, we only have a few seconds left. We want to go to harveymckay.com/bonus so that after we buy the book, we can go ahead and get the bonus book from you. Right.
Right? They're on their word of honor, your audience. That's right. If they're going to buy the book, just go there, and they will get a $12.95 beautiful, fabulous gold mine, How to Build a Network, only networking book you ever need. You'll love it. They will love it, not like it. And if they want to download it, we'll tell them where to go, to how to download it.
Okay, the McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World. Thank you so much, Harvey McKay.
Pam, thank you. I just loved it. Bye-bye. Have
Bye-bye.
A good day.
Thanks, you too. Adios.